Good morning. Welcome to Pink Day in Moyle Park College. We will be going around shortly to all the classes to collect money and to judge the best Pink Day outfits. Please give generously and well done to everyone and all the great Pink Day costumes. We're just coming to collect for the Pink Day boys. You're all looking fantastic in your pink. So €2, and it's going to a good cause. It's going to cancer charities.
My name is Susan McDermott. I'm 47 years of age. When I was 40, I found a lump in my left breast. Cut a long story short, it was breast cancer. When I was first diagnosed, I was secretary here in the school in Moyle Park College. I absolutely loved my job and the staff, the pupils, everything about it. It was my absolute ideal job.
OK, I think we have the boy with the painted face and the zogabongs on your head. Stand up there, the pink, furry pink zogabongs. They're lovely. Right, I think you deserve a ticket, right? So you can make your way down.
Oh, gorgeous.
That is fabulous. So you have pink snow boots. Now, what are the trousers?
Tight.
They're very padded.
Very brave, I think, definitely. Kind of.
Very brave. Will we send them down?
I think. And not the eyeshadow. No, the eyeshadow. Boy, just met a boy when he could become my little problem, because he looked like he modeling clothes in Dublin, so I think that he didn't agree in a garden. Bon
Derry. Upper English. Bon Derry. Bon Derry.
Bon Derry.
B-R for the N-D-E-R-O-G. Bon Derry.
Boom, boom. I went through chemotherapy, partial mastectomy, radiotherapy. When I was having the second bout of chemo, they allowed me to use a scalp cooling machine down in St. James's Hospital. Basically, this machine freezes your scalp and the hair follicles close up so that the cancer can't get into them, so you don't lose your hair. But it's only one machine down in James's. So I decided to do fundraising to try and buy a second machine for St. James's. And when the boys in the school heard I was doing this, they decided to help me and they raised an enormous amount of money, which enabled me to actually give over 20,000 to the oncology ward down in St. James's. The boys have just been absolutely amazing.
We are expecting some VIPs. We're expecting some VIPs shortly. Very important people. Roz Purcell, fairly good looking woman.
College. Thank you so much for coming while we're celebrating Pink Day.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, when I first got asked to come to the school here, I guess I was a little bit nervous. A school full of boys, how does one react to this again?
Principal, Mr. Howard.
Hi, Mr.
You're very welcome.
But walking into school, God, I was just overwhelmed. You know, greeted by the first two lads at the door, and I got taken a little back because they were in heels. They were handling their heels better than I was, and they had wigs on and everything, and they were completely in character.
We have lots of special guests today. We have a man who's going to come in a moment, and you wouldn't want to cross him because he'd flatten you. What I'm here is for Kenny Egan.
I remember being a student here about 10 years ago, but I came back here this morning. I didn't really know what to expect. I heard something about pink and that I had to be dressed up in pink. So I was okay, how bad is that? But when I landed in and I seen the two lads at the front door, it sort of shook me a bit, you know. But when I went down into the room, the costumes are all the lads got dressed up in, you know, for cancer awareness. And it's something that 10 years ago when I was going to school, you know, you didn't really hear about cancer at all. You never heard about it. But it's great to see that all the kids getting together there, having the crack. It's a fun day, as well as all the lads out there, and they're raising the funds for the charity. And it's great to be part of.
Boys,
guys, I'm going to introduce, I know most of you know Sue McDermott and have met her over the last few years, and also she was in yesterday talking to some of the senior students. Sue is going to, if you don't mind, Sue, say a few words, and then we have the judging.
Hi, boys. I'd say some of you probably know me from either working here or from last year's Pink Day. Yeah. I used to be the secretary here in the school. I had to leave in 2005 because I had breast cancer. There's a serious message. I know we're having lots of fun today, but there is a very serious message behind today, and that is cancer awareness, and that you need to look after yourselves. I know there's lots of information out there about breast cancer, but there's very little for boys at the moment. It is getting better, but basically you need to look after yourselves. And one of the things that I sort of say, and people laugh at, but you have to check your balls, right? You need to get into the shower and you need to check your balls once a month. The more often you check them, the better, right? If you find something that shouldn't be there, doesn't necessarily mean it's cancer. It could be a cyst, it could be a boil, it could be a blocked duct. You are not to panic if you do find something, but you do have to go and get it checked. The most dangerous age for boys for testicular cancer is 15 to 35. You are all in the danger bracket now. Now, I'm not trying to frighten you. I know we're making a laugh, but it is so serious. I have met two guys who are now dead. They had testicular cancer. They were dead at 22. And the reason they died is because they didn't do anything about finding a lump for about a year, year and a half. And by the time they did do it, the cancer had actually spread. So that's how important it is. If you go straight away, there's an over 95% cure rate for testicular cancer. So you've nothing to be afraid of. You've no reason not to go, lads. You've no reason not to check yourselves. I'm not trying to frighten you, I really am, but it's just so important that you look after yourselves. Women check their boobs once a month, so why shouldn't you check your balls? It's as simple as that. It's a serious, serious matter. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll pass you over to your guests.
Pink toenails. Why don't I have time to paint pink toenails? I've got my pink foam curlers in my ponytail, and my girlfriends have time for their pink toenails.
So guys, what we need you to do is just quietly stand. You're standing there, the judges need to be able to see your costume, so whether you're sitting or standing. So if you have a mask or something, put it right in the system.
The other one that I thought was brilliant, because we haven't seen it before, is the Lion King up the back.
Where,
see the little fella, he's about three at the far end, he's like 3 or 4 from the end. Do you see him?
Yeah, give him a runner up.
Give him a runner up. Is that alright?
Yeah.
Right, you step on, you step up.
Or the fellow with the other box on his head.
Is this with the mic on his face?
Yeah, either him or the guy who's like door, completely like he's like dancing.
Yeah.
How I feel today, I feel great. I shouldn't be here, so that gives me an extra reason to feel really good. Basically, I had to stop my chemo about 2.5 years ago, and I was more or less told that I'd be in trouble within a year. But miracle of miracles, and miracles do happen, I'm actually in remission now, and there's no, what they say is, there's no measurable cancer in my body at the moment. I have had 4 heart attacks due to a trial drug that I was on, but I'm still here. I have a really, really good life. I'm married to the most wonderful man. In a very, very strange way, cancer probably enhanced my life a little bit, because I think it actually made me appreciate things more. It made me get up off my arse and do things that I probably would have put off doing till I was older or retired. And it just made me want to experience everything in case the day came when I couldn't do it. So I've actually done more in the last 7 years than I probably would have done in the rest of my life if I hadn't have got cancer. And it might seem very strange. I wouldn't wish cancer on anyone, and I would rather that I hadn't have had it. But that's the silver lining for me, is that basically I've done everything I want to do. I just love my life.
We have the grand total raise this morning from Pink Day. So if Alec can come in with the grand total. The boys have been busy counting the money upstairs. So we have the grand total is... Yeah. 1,086 euro 87 cents. So thanks to all.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.